Thursday, the 7th of May, 2015. I hope your day is going well. Now, this is a special month for my next guest. Retirement looms. And when retirement comes, well, normally that would be a time to celebrate, wouldn't it? With friends and colleagues, you might go out for a meal, might have some drinks. Obviously, you'll look back fondly on the contribution that you've made to the organisation you're leaving. But the retiring chief executive of a Wiltshire charity is using her retirement to focus on all the work that others have done for the organisation. Philippa Reid is about to step down from her role at Community First after 8 years. And this is in the same year, by the way, that the charity celebrates its 50th anniversary. And to mark her retirement, Philippa is going to walk 50 miles around Wiltshire, visiting community projects along the way. This is not a relaxed retirement that you've got planned then, Pip.
No, it's not. No, but who wants to go off and lie down on a sofa?
Sounds all right to me, but yeah. No, not for you. You're not that sort of person.
No, I'm not that sort of person, and I think it sounds like a good idea, but you get bored after about 5 minutes, don't you, really?
We'll talk a bit about this challenge and what it presents for you in a few minutes. First, a bit about the charity. Just remind people why Community First was set up half a century ago.
Yeah, well, it was set up 50 years ago this year, at the instigation of the then, well, what would now be called the Chief Exec of Wiltshire Council, who recognised that there needed to be a kind of honest broker working between communities and community groups and organisations and statutory authorities. And so we were set up as the Community Council for Wiltshire, a rural community council. We're one of a network of 38 across the country. The first one was set up in Oxford after the First World War, by the WI, and it came sort of in waves of social action, really. And in the 1960s, there was that wave of community action, social action, and we were part of that.
So in its simplest terms, it's there to connect services that are provided by the local authority with the communities who...
Well, that's very much how it was envisaged to start off with. Of course, it's grown hugely since then. And as an independent charity, which we very much are, whilst it was initiated by that local authority, it was actually became an independent organisation very quickly. And its role very initially was to be that kind of honest broker to enable and facilitate communities, people, organisations to grow and thrive and to support communities to take action for themselves. Because I think if you look back over generations, not just over the last 50 years, communities have been incredibly resilient, particularly rural communities. They are used to doing things for themselves. They're used to taking action because services don't get out to rural communities. They never have in the same way that they have in urban communities. And that goes back hundreds of years. Mm. And I think over those 50 years, that hasn't changed. And whilst big society seemed to be an awfully new thing to previous politicians, we've seen it there in communities for a very, very long time.
What kind of things were happening 50 years ago? When it was first set up in Wiltshire, what were the pressing needs then?
Well, interesting enough, the needs were in supporting the Wiltshire Association of Local Councils, which was set up before we were and is still a part of the organisation today. That's supporting parish and town councils. And we provided the secretariat and the support for that and still do. Also, the rural economy was a big issue at the time, and we supported community organisations setting up and community businesses setting up back in that time. Also, young people. Now, it's interesting for me that when we first set up, we were supporting an organisation that since became Youth Action Wiltshire, and 7 years ago now, we merged Youth Action Wiltshire back into Community First. So we've gone full circle in lots of ways.
Bookends the story rather nicely
there.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah,
and so in 2015, what are the more recent services that Community First have launched that show us how times have changed over those 50 years?
Well, I think probably it is a lot of the work that we do with young people. We have, I think, from my time in Community First, I mean, I've actually worked for Community First for 23 years now, although just 8 as chief exec, and I came in as the village hall advisor 23 years ago. And we were at the time working with, well, that was the beginning, that was the end of a previous recession. And we were working very closely with redundancy counselling services, supporting communities and individuals in those communities.
This is sort of in the early 90s.
That's right, yeah. And then again, that was at the foresight of a trustee of ours who was managing director of Avon Rubber at the time. And he recognised that the staff he was having to make redundant were going back to communities, and that was having a big impact on rural communities around Melksham. And so he helped and supported us to set up redundancy counselling services and an enterprise service for young people, helping young people to get into social enterprise. And also a third age first, which was supporting people over 50, okay, getting back into work. Now, that again has come full circle.
Well, you're listing issues that are still relevant now.
Yes, they are. And I think it's interesting for me when I look back, because back in the early 90s, we were at the forefront of the technological revolution. We were setting up telecottages in village halls, and there was one in a village in a nursing home in Goatacre. Now, that was helping people to actually have access to a computer, to a photocopier, to a fax machine. Now, can you imagine now not having your computer at home, not having your phone, being able to access the BBC News on your phone and all of those sorts of things? And that had its time. And within about 5-6 years, those telecottages became redundant in their own right.
But community first were there at the start, enabling people to have that sort of access.
And being able, I think it's for me, I think what I see community first right from those very early days was having local intelligence, understanding community needs and aspirations and the impacts that issues were having on those communities. You know, as technology came in and people needed to be able to access technological stuff, as housing became a big issue, you know, affordable housing in rural communities was an issue then and remains an issue now, and perhaps more so now, as house prices have increased, and we haven't seen that reduction in house prices in Wiltshire in the same way that many areas of the country have.
What can community first do about that?
What we can do is to support communities to find their own solutions. We don't do it all. We help and support people to find those own solutions and to then seek ways to solve those issues. So we can work with communities to consult locally, to find out what people want and need. What sort of housing do they want? Because I think it's interesting that when you ask people what sort of housing they might want and need in their community, if you ask them directly, they'll recognise that it might be for older people, it might be for younger people, it might be for young families. But if you get a developer going in, then the reaction normally is no development. But I think if you actually ask people and ask them in a way that they have an opportunity to respond with their own intelligence and their own concerns, then they often don't say no, they just say, but this.
It's giving them some ownership of the idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's very much about what Community First is all about.
I think it's interesting you mentioned how 50 years ago it was recognised that we are in a very rural county, and there were issues that were brought up by that had been dealt with just by the communities for years, because that's the nature of living in the countryside, a long way from an urban hub. That really hasn't changed that much. We still are a very rural county. What kind of challenges does that offer today to Community First?
I think transport remains very high. It was 50 years ago and it still is. And whilst I think now we assume that people have cars, that's actually not true. People who can afford them have cars, but if you're a family stuck in a rural community, perhaps the main breadwinner is going out every day in the car. You can be very isolated. Bus services are minimal, and we will see more cuts in bus services as we go through into this next political phase. Undoubtedly, there will be more cuts. And rural bus services are not economically viable. That we know that, and for a commercial company it's not. But for a community itself to be able to say, OK, we need to be able to help people either to get out to work, to get out to shop, or to bring services to us, then we look at transport in a very different way. And I think if you see the rise of things like the Link schemes, and I think the Link schemes are one of the... I always say this, they are the jewel in Wiltshire's crown, as far as I'm concerned, and they're very much what Community First is all about. They're locally run, locally led, locally owned schemes that provide services to local people, helping predominantly older, but not necessarily older, not just older people, to get to essential services.
And describe how they work?
They're independent charities in their own right. They're run by local people with local volunteers, driving their own cars to hospital appointments, clinic appointments, to doctor's surgeries, perhaps shopping trips, helping out a neighbour, maybe changing a light bulb. It's all those sorts of local good neighbour services that are so essential, that help people to remain in their rural communities and to improve the quality of their lives.
Philippa Reid, thank you very much for coming in. Outgoing Chief Executive of the Wiltshire charity Community First. Stay with us. I want to find out why you've decided to commit to walking 50 miles around the county to celebrate your retirement. We'll do that in just a moment. Time now, 22 minutes. Right now, I'm talking to Philippa Reid, outgoing Chief Executive of Community First, a Wiltshire charity that has been connecting communities across the county with...